This paper has been slightly modified to optimize your listening experience. While we have included a brief description of the figures and tables, all references, citations, parentheses, appendices, footnotes and endnotes have been removed. To obtain these tables, figures, appendices, full references and citations for this paper, please view the PDF version at the Canadian Journal of Learning and Technology website, www.cjlt.ca. The copyright for this article belongs to the authors and is openly released under a Creative Commons Attribution 4.0 International License. The title of this article is Generative Artificial Intelligence in Graphic Design Education, a Student Perspective.
L'intelligence artificielle générative dans l'enseignement du graphisme, le point de vue d'un étudiant.
The author of this article is Katja Fleischmann, Griffith University, Australia. Abstract. Generative artificial intelligence is redefining the way higher education design is taught and learned. The explosive growth of Gen AI in design practice demands that design educators ensure students are prepared to enter the design profession with the knowledge and experience of using Gen AI to facilitate Gen AI's introduction in a project-based context. It is suggested that design educators use critical engagement as a starting point to assure students understand the strengths and weaknesses of Gen AI in the creative design process. There is little guidance on how to systematically integrate Gen AI in design studio practice while maintaining a critical perspective of the ethical issues it has engendered. This research explores student attitudes toward Gen AI, frequency of its use, and student perception of its impact on their future design careers. A survey of a representative cohort of graphic design students reveals a pragmatic acceptance that Gen AI will change how design is practiced and a concurrent willingness to learn more on how to use it effectively and ethically. The survey validates the need for design educators to engage and guide students critically in their understanding and use of Gen AI within studio and professional practice. Keywords: artificial intelligence, AI integration, design curriculum, generative AI, graphic design. Graphic design education, student attitudes.
Résumé. L'intelligence artificielle générative redéfinit la manière dont la conception de l'enseignement supérieur est enseignée et apprise. La croissance explosive de la Gen AI dans la pratique de la conception graphique exige que les éducateurs s'assurent que les étudiants sont préparés à entrer dans la profession de concepteur graphique avec les connaissances et l'expérience de l'utilisation de la Gen AI pour faciliter l'introduction de la Gen AI dans un contexte de projet. Il est suggéré que les éducateurs utilisent un engagement critique comme point de départ pour s'assurer que les étudiants comprennent les forces et les faiblesses de cette intelligence dans le processus créatif de conception. Il y a peu de directives sur la manière de l'intégrer systématiquement dans la pratique du studio de conception tout en maintenant une perspective critique sur les questions éthiques qu'elle a engendrées. Cette recherche explore les attitudes des étudiants envers l'intelligence artificielle, la fréquence de son utilisation et la perception des étudiants de son impact sur leur future carrière de concepteur graphique. Une enquête auprès d'un groupe représentatif d'étudiants en conception graphique révèle une acceptation pragmatique du fait que la Gen AI changera la manière dont la conception graphique est pratiquée et une volonté concomitante d'en apprendre davantage sur son utilisation efficace et éthique. L'enquête valide le besoin pour les éducateurs d'impliquer et de guider les étudiants de manière critique dans leur compréhension et utilisation de la Gen AI au sein de la pratique en studio et en milieu professionnel. Mots-clés, attitude des étudiants, conception graphique, éducation en conception graphique, IA générative, intégration de l'IA, intelligence artificielle, programme de design.
Introduction. Generative artificial intelligence is the latest technology to profoundly disrupt design practice and education. Gen AI is viewed by some as the most disruptive technology ever introduced to society, business, and education. Given this reality, design educators need to discover ways to include Gen AI in their curriculum based on changing roles within the design profession that will require less technical know-how in design domains such as graphic design and more collaboration and digital curator skills. Kaupinen and Sivula observe, universities have a role in both educating and being foreigners both for and with society. The use of Gen AI in design education is still in its early stages. Forward-thinking design educators have begun implementing artificial intelligence platforms in a limited way and are beginning to formulate how to ethically incorporate Gen AI's use in design education. There are few guidelines about how to integrate this rapidly developing technology, especially given its well-known ethical challenges of plagiarism. copyright infringements, and embedded bias in its programming that produces mistakes. Although universities have hastily assembled policies governing AI's general use and warned of its unaudited problems, design educators are confronting the need to integrate Gen AI practice into their curriculum due to its rapid adoption in the design industry. This is not the first time that technology has disrupted how design is practiced, taught, and learned. Two relatively recent examples stand out. Manual tasks in the printing industry were replaced by digital processes when desktop publishing debuted, pioneered by word processors in the 1970s. Similarly, the internet dramatically changed how people communicated, shopped, planned, and socialized, with designers constructing and facilitating these new forms of communication and interaction. Each new technology shift led to radical changes and specializations emerging in the design profession. For example, user interface and user experience design emerged with the internet, while Gen AI is introducing prompt engineering as a new design skill. The historical arc of design as a hands-on craft in the creation of visual works has co-evolved with digital technology into its current fluid state of interacting with hyper-fast databases, which assume the role of creative iteration once the sole provenance of graphic designers. The challenge for design educators is to ensure that design students maintain and develop their creative mastery in the graphic design process while simultaneously educating design graduates to be conversant with Gen AI processes demanded by the industry. Kaupinen and Sivula see that students and educators need to work together to fully comprehend the changes currently taking place in the higher education sector. An attempt to help facilitate such collaboration between design educators and students in the use of Gen AI is the purpose of this study. This research therefore aimed to explore graphic design student attitudes toward Gen AI in the context of its rapidly expanding use in the design profession to help guide design educators towards its integration in the classroom. A pragmatic approach was integral to this study and included collecting quantitative and qualitative data from 17 undergraduate graphic design students through a survey. Findings showed that students have an open attitude towards the use of Gen AI as part of their future careers. Historical context. Design automation. Artificial intelligence is part of the historical trajectory of technology that transformed livelihoods, society, and subsequently fueled suspicion and angst. Mechanophobia, the fear of machines, is a prime example of this resistance to technological change. Mechanophobia was born during the Industrial Revolution when machines took over manufacturing processes. In the 1830s, for example, the silk design textile industry was revolutionized in Lyon, France by the Jacquard loom, which was automated by a chain of punch cards, a precursor to the computer age. Artificial intelligence has assumed a similar role as the Industrial Revolution's Jacquard looms, which replaced people with automation. Artificial intelligence's omnipresence in society and education is tinged with a similar fear of its uncontrollable sweep, which is raising some concerns that AI will replace people in some design jobs but will not dominate humankind as visualized in popular films and literature. There are many definitions of AI, such as the one proposed by Monastery, which defines AI as computer programs that behave like humans in their problem-solving and adaptability. This idea that machines can mimic the human brain has been studied for decades. Machine learning and intelligence were put to the test in 1950 when British mathematician and computer researcher Alan Turing wrote a seminal paper, Computing Machinery and Intelligence. In that paper, Turing posed the question, can machines think? To answer that question, Turing invented the imitation game, where a human had to determine if the answer to a question was generated by a machine or a person. Turing died in 1954, long before IBM's supercomputer. Deep Blue beat world-class chess champion Garry Kasparov in 1996 with its ability to calculate up to 21 moves. There is little doubt that Turing would have been astounded by the advancements in AI that have swept the world since the imitation game, particularly when a large language model ChatGPT burst into public consciousness in November 2022. ChatGPT is arguably the best-known Gen AI platform that can seemingly answer any question posed instantaneously. Although ChatGPT and its image-creating counterparts are often criticized for producing mistakes, how does Gen AI fit within the broader definition of AI? Marr notes that Gen AI has the ability to create independent outcomes such as images, text, and video rather than perform a discrete set of mathematical tasks. Gen AI is trained to recognize patterns in user requests or prompts which trigger the platform to produce seemingly original and creative products. As Gen AI evolves, It is reshaping how design is practiced. Although Gen AI is also being employed in other domains such as interior design and product design, it is particularly predominant in graphic design. The central role of Gen AI in the evolution of design practice centers on automated processes that signal an information age revolution analogous to the Jacquard loom. The truly revolutionary aspect of Gen AI within design practice is its capacity to generate text and images from a simple text chatbot interface. Image generating platforms such as Midjourney and DALL-E produce artificial images, photographs, and design solutions based on a user-written request in a chatbot dialogue format. These platforms can generate creative outputs which imitate any designer, any style period, or combine to create new outcomes. Text-generating platforms such as ChatGPT function in the same way but create text-based information solutions. Gen AI platforms can also be engaged for tasks such as video synthesis, automated translation, code generation, scripting, etc. Critics of Gen AI in design practice and education worry that its implementation in the design profession will render some roles such as graphic designer obsolete. As Behrman et al. Observe, AI could have real impact upon labor markets and thus higher education. Therefore, AI is not just a matter for technological innovation but also represents a fundamental change in the relationship between higher education and broader socio-economic interests. That said, Gen AI has its advocates in the educational sector such as Brahe, who states, students must be engaged in the normalization of generative AI within schools and universities. AI in higher education. The use of AI in education has been studied for almost four decades. Wenger explored the interaction between computational mechanisms and cognitive functions, emphasizing the role of AI and machine learning in facilitating knowledge transfer. Wenger already observed the importance of educator meditation when using AI programs, noting that AI programs largely ignored human expertise, an absence which is still being noted in Gen AI. Zaaki Richter et al. Concurred with Wenger that AI needed guidance from tutors to make sure learning objectives were achieved to be implemented successfully. Pinkort stressed that teachers need to be trained on how to use the new technology, otherwise they are less likely to use it. Early research on Gen AI in higher education focused more on generalized descriptions, while specific prescriptions for its use are slowly emerging. In fact, initial literature reviews about the use of AI in higher education found that the very term artificial intelligence is used in a vague and circular manner within higher education journals without in-depth discussion with its stakeholders. Behrman et al. Addressed the dilemma by giving a working definition of AI's wide reach. AI in higher education encompasses an assemblage of data, different kinds of software, bureaucracies and corporations that sometimes include and sometimes exclude teachers, students and administrators. Zaaki Richter et al. Identified four key areas of how Gen AI is currently used by administrators and educators, which are assessment and evaluation, profiling and prediction, intelligent tutoring systems, and adaptive systems with personalization. Several articles list how AI is changing the shape of higher education by simulating teachers through intelligent tutoring systems. Crompton and Burke found that AI was mainly used for student assessment, managing student learning, as well as automated tutoring which adjusts student activities and strategies based on their individual needs. Grassini envisions a bright future for AI in the classroom. She cites ChatGPT as a tool to help educators with assessments and lesson plans, thus decreasing educator workload. Despite the potential pedagogical opportunities, in a wide-ranging assessment of the future of Gen AI in education, the UNESCO report states that more studies need to be done on Gen AI's psychological and social impact on students. Gen AI in design education. There is a big difference, however, between automated tutoring systems and Gen AI used by designers. The latter can produce thousands of variations of images and designs through simple prompts, which are written instructions or questions from users. Design educators anticipate that Gen AI will reshape the designer's role, necessitating new skill sets in design graduates. These new design skills broadly align with those identified in the Future of Jobs Report 2020. Analytical thinking, complex problem solving, critical analysis and creativity, originality, and initiative. Specific to graphic design, Matthews et al. Identified a move toward a deeper engagement with the human skills associated with negotiation, facilitation and judgment. The human-centric skills are central to design studio pedagogy. This stance was corroborated by the student attitudes toward Gen AI presented in this study. Design educators are also starting to recognize the importance of teaching skills aligned with Gen AI, leading to discussions on integrating programming skills into design classes as well as prompt engineering. Others such as Kane and Pino advocate for the preservation of the human touch in design education amid the technological advancements. The question is how to introduce and integrate Gen AI effectively. The limited literature regarding AI utilization in design education offers minimal guidance on a systematic approach to teaching fundamental design studio concepts. Concerns related to issues such as plagiarism, copyright violations, and the perpetuation of racial stereotypes challenge the unbridled integration of Gen AI. However, researchers recognize its potential as a transformative technology in design. Figley et al. Studied design students' reliance on AI tools in a project-based assignment, observing their interaction and trust in AI platforms. The educators discovered that the majority of design students believed AI was valuable in initial brainstorming but not essential in the final design process. In the course Designing AI Products and Services, Carnegie Mellon University's syllabus, which is freely available, includes a basic understanding of how AI works as well as hands-on experience in its use as a design material. The course, which was taught at the university's Human-Computer Interaction Institute, also addressed ethical issues using AI, such as discrimination. The Carnegie Mellon course is the result of forward-thinking instructional design, recognizing the need to incorporate advanced technology in design education to introduce disruptive technology tools from a critical perspective. The importance of a critical perspective in teaching Gen AI cannot be overstated. Fleischmann introduced a systematic approach to incorporating the use of Gen AI in an undergraduate design curriculum using a project-based assignment, which was undertaken after students discussed the ethical concerns of using Gen AI in design. In her work, the author asked students to reflect on their experiences and found that many were skeptical about Gen AI's creative abilities and expressed disappointment about its mediocre output. Fleischmann concluded that students who use Gen AI may be sidestepping the quintessence of the creative process, which involves grappling with conceptual challenges, experimenting with diverse ideas, and confronting obstacles in translating abstract concepts into tangible visual forms. In return, they may miss out on deeper learning experiences and lack the confidence that comes from navigating to find their creative voice. Huang et al. Propose an innovative approach to design education that goes beyond traditional AI concepts and practices. They advocate for an experiential exploration of AI knowledge and skills, fostering creative and aesthetic integration with AI in future scenarios. The emphasis is on combining personal and societal perspectives within course design to encourage a holistic understanding of designing with AI on a practical level. They highlighted assessment as a challenge and suggested evaluating a blend of intuitive, forward-thinking creativity and a reflective, critical approach to understanding design iterations. In the few previous studies, design educators viewed Gen AI as an inevitable part of design curriculum that should be tempered by its limitations. As Gen AI's use in society and the design profession becomes more widespread, its benefits and shortcomings are surfacing in academic discourse. Design educators in Germany, for example, are worried about Gen AI replacing graphic designers. In fact, job losses are a widely mentioned concern among design educators. Some design educators, like EO, take a pragmatic approach to introducing AI to students. These digital buzzwords are here to stay whether we like it or not. So faculty members need to be digitally literate to provide capabilities beyond emerging technologies such as AI, the Internet of Things, and data science. Automation versus creativity. One of the hallmarks of Gen AI is automation, based on algorithms which translate user-written prompts into visual or written results. Gen AI models are trained on datasets, identifying patterns to generate new data that mimics the original training set. An example is logo design. Once a paid-for service employing design professionals, it can now be undertaken using Gen AI platforms. A process the majority of students in this study explored a trimester earlier. The logo design process can take minutes using Gen AI, compared to hours if drawn by hand. Gen AI logo makers operate by using a simple fill-in form. Step 1. Input the business name and slogan. Step 2. Select a style such as elegant or modern. Step 3. Select a color theme. Step 4. Press Create My Logo button, which provides a multitude of logo designs. Figure 1. Input prompts for logo design. Figure 2. Logo style selector. Figure 3. Color theme selector. The ease and speed of logo generation via fill-in form and color palettes essentially eliminates the rigorous and iterative process that students undergo during the creation of graphic design projects. While it is not guaranteed that the outcomes created by Gen AI platforms are always usable, it can be argued that they strip away one layer of uncertainty needed to develop students' creative potential. As Kelly and others highlight, uncertainty and ambiguity are central pillars in design education, which is characterized by encouraging students to navigate anomalies, overcome design hurdles, and refine their ideas through continuous experimentation and critique. Research methods. This study followed a pragmatic research paradigm, recognizing that knowledge is socially constructed and rooted in interconnected experiences. To gauge student responses to Gen AI, the author surveyed undergraduate graphic design students, some of whom had previously discussed its strengths and weaknesses in a class setting before starting their projects. In this study, design students were asked to speculate on the future of Gen AI in the design profession and its impact on their job prospects. A survey was used to explore the perceived strengths and challenges of using Gen AI, and to measure the impact of an educator-guided overview of Gen AI through classroom discussions. To comprehend design student perspectives on the integration of Gen AI into the curriculum, the researcher sought insights from 17 second-year undergraduate students majoring in graphic design as part of a Bachelor of Design program. Applying a pragmatic research paradigm enabled the researcher to select a method that suited the real-world practice nature of the situation. Therefore, an online survey was deemed most suitable to collect data in an efficient manner. The survey, conducted through an online tool, gathered both quantitative and qualitative data. Survey questions delved into students' utilization of Gen AI, its impact on the design profession, and the perceived advantages, challenges, or limitations thereof. The researcher crafted the survey questions to first gather a broad overview or trend on the topic using closed-ended questions and then elicited more detailed insights with open-ended follow-up questions. This approach yielded data on measurable indicators and also provided deeper understanding of the studied phenomena through qualitative feedback. Furthermore, answer options for the two multiple-choice questions that inquired about the perceived advantages and disadvantages of Gen AI in the design process, linked directly to industry practice realities reported in existing research. The specific survey questions are included in the findings and discussion section. The general approach to data analysis was inductive and had an overall drive of exploration and discovery. For the analysis of the quantitative data, SurveyMonkey delivered basic statistical data including the tally of response totals, percentages, and response counts. Qualitative data analysis involved categorizing comments into two overarching themes, namely benefits and challenges. In presenting student perspectives, qualitative feedback was employed to enhance the quantitative findings, providing a deeper understanding of the situation. Although small by statistical standards, the participant numbers represent a sample size congruent with the size of design classes taught in a traditional design studio environment. The researcher is aware that the small sample size limits the generalizability of findings but rather presents real-time in-class perspectives on attitudes which reflect students' experience. Findings and discussion. Impact of Gen AI on design careers. Survey responses clearly indicate that students do not view Gen AI as a threat to their future career goals. The survey asked students to speculate about their future jobs in the design profession in 5 years' time. 14 students expressed a desire to be graphic designers, whether working as a freelancer in a creative studio, or by setting up their own business. Additionally, another student aspired to be a font designer while another aimed to merge their design skills with film and TV. One student was unsure but commented on a wish to do something creative either producing digitally or physically. The students did not see Gen AI threatening their hopes of becoming employed, a concern that some design educators have expressed about the use of Gen AI in the graphic design profession. Students seemed confident in their professional design future despite a large majority agreeing that Gen AI will replace certain aspects of traditional design work. While 6% predicted this replacement will largely happen, the remaining students saw Gen AI as complementary to traditional design work. This confidence that their job futures were not threatened by AI was also reflected in the student comments. One student remarked, "AI will not replace human designers. It will enhance the design process and maximize people's creativity." Student use of Gen AI. The use of Gen AI in the design profession has increased significantly since its pioneering inception. Companies are now employing Gen AI, particularly in the iterative process, which indicates that students need to be familiar with its basic use. The survey asked students if they had ever used AI-powered design tools for university projects prior to the trimester. The majority had used Gen AI occasionally, while roughly a quarter said they had never used AI but were interested in learning more about it. Only one student was not interested in using Gen AI. Advantages and disadvantages of using Gen AI. Students were asked to identify the main advantages and disadvantages of using Gen AI. More than 3/4 of the respondents cited improved efficiency in design tasks as the major advantage of AI, and more than 80% said AI enhances creativity and inspiration. More than half of the students agreed that AI gave them access to data analytics and insight. Roughly a third cited customization and personalization of designs as an advantage. No student selected "I don't think there are advantages" from the survey. When exploring the disadvantages, almost all survey participants agreed that ethical challenges were the main problem with using Gen AI, particularly stealing or copying work and creative styles. Other considerable concerns cited by a majority of students were the loss of the human touch and creativity and AI's limited ability to understand and interpret human emotions and aesthetics. These responses from students who previously discussed Gen AI's problems before using it concur with design educators who cite the same concerns about Gen AI's inability to mimic creative approaches to design problems and its error-prone results. Overall, those student responses, both pros and cons, reflect an awareness of the creative shortcomings of Gen AI and how to use Gen AI without crossing an ethical boundary. This reflects a key learning objective in raising awareness that students need to be responsible for their own actions, decisions, and initiatives during the creative process. Pragmatic acceptance, future integration. When exploring the openness of students to engage with Gen AI technology as part of their design studies, 82% of survey respondents said they wanted to learn more about how to use Gen AI tools in the design process. 2 students would need more information, and 1 student was not interested and preferred learning about traditional design methods only. These findings indicate, firstly, an appetite among this design student cohort to learn more about using Gen AI in the design process, and secondly, a pragmatic acceptance that Gen AI will be part of their professional future and should be consequently in their design education. As this student expresses, "I believe that AI will be integrated into our daily lives and it has already to a degree, so the best we can do is accept it and try and be educated and learn about it." A clear direction is given by this student for Gen AI integration. "I believe that there will be a big emphasis on educating students regarding how they can use AI appropriately and ethically in design rather than just focusing on how they can utilize it for effective workflows." Another student sees Gen AI as part of the future of the design profession but cautions against its overuse in learning the critical skills of design. "As AI becomes integrated into design as a profession, it will subsequently become part of design education. The main reservation I have about this is if AI tools are too heavily relied on by new design students, they may not learn how to undertake certain processes without the aid of these tools." Conclusion. Gen AI is neither a dystopian nor utopian advancement in technology. Like all technology breakthroughs, it is a change agent, particularly in higher design education. The findings reveal that students have open attitudes toward using Gen AI. However, they may have limited experience using Gen AI platforms and require further training in its responsible use. This study validates a critical approach to introducing Gen AI as a potentially valuable technology tool that links students to current industry demands, while fostering their creative development. Given this approach, design educators have a responsibility to learn as much as they can about Gen AI before teaching its basics from a critical standpoint. This is especially evident when approaching Gen AI from an ethical standpoint and revealing its potential to generate inaccurate and discriminatory outcomes. The central tenet of this approach is, graphic design students must still possess strong design skills such as visual communication and creative problem solving while also developing new skills, like prompt engineering. Design educators need to help students to cultivate a critical eye to question the authenticity of images and text generated by Gen AI, and most importantly, view it as a digital collaboration tool, not a manufacturing hub for final products. While the demand in industry will guide design curriculum development, higher education institutions will continue to update their Gen AI policies and should take a proactive role in providing educators with opportunities to build this new technological knowledge. As economies increasingly turn to technologies like Gen AI to increase efficiency, there will be an ongoing debate about its role in the creative process, which is essentially a human activity. Reconciling these two opposing viewpoints should be the subject of further discussion and research into Gen AI's impact on design education. Author: Katja Fleischmann is Associate Professor for Visual Communication Design at the Queensland College of Art and Design, Griffith University, Australia. She is an academic and researcher with extensive knowledge of global and national issues driving the design profession. Her research centers around two often interlinking areas: the future of design education and the role of design in social and economic innovation. Katja has published extensively in leading international journals and has co-authored the book Women on the Walls: Women as Subjects in Street Art Around the World, which examines depictions of women artistically, politically, and culturally across continents. Her recent studies focus on generative artificial intelligence and how it impacts the design profession and design education. This is the end of the article. The full text of this article is available at the Canadian Journal of Learning and Technology website, www.cjlt.ca.